We all know how much of an influence Greece and Rome have had on Western culture. What is not often acknowledged is the impact they had on the natural environment. For in the drive to promote their civilizations, both Greece and Rome also promoted a mindless deforestation of the Mediterranean. In the 4th century BC, Plato was already recalling with nostalgia a time when forests still covered the mountains around Athens. The destruction Plato refers to came about largely as a result of the Athenian navy's need for wood. The Greek forests became fleets sailing and sinking to the bottom of the wine-dark sea. The temple to Poseidon at Cape Sunion, overlooking the sea outside Athens, is an inspiring monument even today, but the barren hillside on which it stands shows no trace of the forest that once covered it. As for the Romans, the greedy mouth of empire ate up the land, clearing it for agriculture and leading to irreversible erosion in regions that were once the most fertile in the world. It is hard to imagine that such an efficiently engineered and administered empire could remain so blind as to bring about the ruin of the ground on which its survival was based. In order to understand this ecological disaster, we must realize that most Romans saw no reason why they should not take what they wanted as often as they wanted. As the human population around the Mediterranean grew, so more and more of the forests that had once encircled it with green were cut down. The consequences were most severely felt on the southern shore, where the rainfall was low. Here, the forests had been a key factor in maintaining the health of the land. They absorbed the winter rains and released them slowly in summer, so that the shaded land never dried out entirely. Their removal was catastrophic. The provinces of North Africa were, originally, among the richest in all the empire, 600 cities flourishing along the coast between Egypt and Morocco. Indeed, by the end of the 1st century AD, North Africa was producing 500,000 tons of grain every year and supplying the city of Rome, which had outstripped its own agricultural resources, with 2/3 of its wheat. The end was not long in coming. While a change in climate contributed to the final collapse, the crucial blow was the stripping away of the trees and the continual ploughing of the cleared fields. Year after year, the soil of the fields was lost, blown away by hot summer winds, and washed away by winter storms. All along the African coast, the land dried out, until wheat could no longer be grown. Olives, which had once been prohibited by law, lest they should replace the more highly valued wheat, were the only crop that would grow. Then even they began to fail. As the human population dwindled, the fields were abandoned, and the cities fell into ruin. Today, the harbour at Leptis Magna in Libya, where once great ships came to carry away the grain, is buried beneath sand dunes.